been listening to Synergy, one of the freshest, hottest reggae bands in the Northwest. They're on a 10-week national tour right now, spanning 12 states and doing over 50 shows. If you've enjoyed what you've just heard from Synergy, check out more of their brand new album. Sales at iTunes, CD Baby, and their website, SynergyBand.com. That's SynergyBand.com.
Why I gotta blow those clouds away. You gotta come on in, take that day away.
Hello, hello, beloved listeners, and welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. Oh boy, here we are, just having a goal that is inspired by my daily prayer. It goes like this: Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, show me the best ways to have the most fun, inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives, so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Yes. So with that in mind, we reach out and we continue week in and week out to do our very best to locate folks that have some real value to help support your relieving stress, your being more effective, communication, just so many areas, environmental, spiritual, political. I mean, just it's all about a better life somehow. And as we get into our show today, I want to invite you to check out our sponsor of the program, which is at Advanced, A-D-V-A-N-C-E-D, livingcomfort.com. And there you're going to find a wonderful item. It's referred to by some folks as a Clark Kent clock with superpowers, because when you look at it, you see a small plug-in digital clock that would be on a desk or a nightstand or in your travel bag. When it's plugged in, it's like having the Dalai Lama show up and meditate in your room. It's this pure, sweet, harmonized energy that helps to mitigate the stress of our high-tech electric world and just raises the healing field of energy around us. And people like Reverend Michael Beckwith of The Secret, or Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul books, or Harvard medical doctor Eva Selhub are some of the folks that you'll see on advancedlivingcomfort.com as you learn more about this. And there are special 70% savings on a Ultimate Comfort Technology package for the holidays. So check that out. Look for better sleep, more energy, just better balance. Just such a sweet addition to your life. And speaking of sweet additions to your life, how about some more beauty for the wonderful, wonderful blessing of this time of year? Well, we have an amazing guest. Her name is Barbara Evans, and she is doing some amazing work with transformational art. Now, you're wondering, well, tell me a little about Barbara. Well, okay. Barbara was born in England, and she graduated in biology and education from the universities of Liverpool and Cambridge, and her transformation from biologist and high school teacher to healer, author, and transformational healing artist began in the 1990s and prompted by a major life event. This was the death of her father, triggered a passion for finding a new way of living and being within the world, one that did not include pain and fear. Since that time, Barbara has studied multiple alternative healing modalities and has become a Reiki master and a crystal resonance therapist. And in 2003, she underwent a quantum leap that vaulted her into the brave, new, and as yet unexplored world of transformational healing artistry as her developing gifts came together in the creation of the first image key, Healing the Waters of the Earth. Well, Barbara's book, Messages of Universal Wisdom, and her spiritually inspired paintings are the creative outcome of her transformation. And Barbara has lived with her husband and three children in the United States, in Michigan, for now 18 years. And as the founder of Crystal Wings Healing Art, she has led more than 50 educational seminars and contributed to many conferences, both coast to coast and internationally. She travels worldwide to provide tools, consultations, and solutions for creating sacred space, supporting optimal holistic healing environments, and for bringing beneficial vibrational energies into all facets of our life. So we can find out more about Barbara at her wonderful website, CrystalWingsHealingArt.com. So let's welcome our friend Barbara Evans. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Ken. Thank you very much for inviting me to be guest on your show today.
Oh, it's a delight. And it's so excited. So you had this, I guess your father inspired you to get into this. And then you said there was a quantum leap in 2003. And can you share a bit about that?
The leap in 2003. At that stage, I had been, I'd studied several energy healing modalities, and I'd also made my first steps into painting, and I'd studied crystals through crystal resonance therapy with Naisha Ajahn. But in 2003, I was invited to show some of my early sacred geometry paintings at the Omega Institute in New York for a conference that they were having.
Oh, boy.
Called The Water of Life. And so as my work was being displayed, I was also invited to the conference as an attendee. So I was sitting in the audience listening to some really very prestigious teachers from throughout the world. There were scientists, biologists, water engineers, spiritual people, and they were all talking about the state of water on the planet. Now, as I'd been a biologist, I very much understood the language that was being used, but knew, one of those just knowings, knew that I was there in my new role as an artist, as a transformational healing artist. And so as I was driving home after the conference, I found myself, as I was driving, making this spiritual commitment to myself, to the creator of all that is, to create a piece of art for healing the waters of the planet, because that is just so important. Water is so important to life on this earth. And so for the next week, I worked on the creation of this piece and set everything I knew to set a sacred space in which the painting would take place. Lots of prayers, and I wrote down a few of the prayers. And in those prayers, I asked all of the spiritual beings who are assisting the healing of the earth at this time to guide me and work through me. And if they wish to show themselves in the painting, which at the time seemed a sort of slightly strange addition, but it was there. And so I worked on this piece, and all the crystal energies that were being used were all crystals associated with the water element, connected with the energy of the heart. And so as I was working, I realized not only was it going to assist the external water of the planet, but also water within each of the human beings that came into contact with it, if that was their choice. And then towards the end of the painting, there was this little place on the paper where the paint just didn't stick. And so I really looked at it very closely, and there in the paint, I saw this face. And so in that moment, I realized without doubt that my prayers had been heard, they'd been answered, and that the guides were indeed, as I called upon them to, working through me and showing themselves in the background of the paint. So that was a very life-changing moment for me, and really, life has not been quite the same ever since.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow. And do you still have this wonderful piece of art with this revealing image in it?
Oh, I do. Yes. And it is actually, you can actually see this face in the prints. You can see them in the book, in fact. There's a special little section which describes how that all happened. And the place on the paper is like highlighted so that readers have an opportunity to look for themselves for the faces in the paint.
Oh, so it's not just in one, but in more?
There are, in that particular image, there are many faces, and different people see them in different places, and different beings, and there are animals in there. It's really quite a collection.
Ah, and then this is something showing up in art that you've drawn?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And are there some examples of this on your crystalwingshealingart.com site?
Well, there are certainly all of the images are on the site. It's obviously, the larger they are, the easier it is to see the faces.
Mm-hmm.
So strange though it may seem, if somebody wanted to search for the faces on the website, the easiest thing would be to actually go into the shopping cart section. Because as you go into the shopping cart, there is one of those magnifying tools that as you roll the mouse over the image, you get a much magnified view of that little piece. And so you could search, and it's particularly within Healing the Waters of the Earth that this has taken place, which is image number one. And you can certainly use that magnifying tool to search some of the faces out.
Oh, okay. So that would give people a way to to get a sneak preview,
yes,
of some of this.
Yes.
Oh, how wonderful. This is great. And so you're inspired about these new energies that have been part of your life through different research. And can you share a little bit about that?
Well, I feel that, as many people do, that the energies reaching the earth at this time are changing, and that there is a greater intensity to the energy that's arriving everywhere on the planet, and that energy is encouraging us to raise our consciousness, to really make different choices within our life. And so the work that I've been doing is, I have come to understand, because my understanding of this work has grown as I continued with the paintings, that this work that I do is to help ease the way, so that the changes, the energies are changing around us. It feels like everything's getting faster and faster, and I think many people feel this. And to a certain extent, there's a certain feeling of chaos, what's happening. And these paintings have been brought in to help to ease people's way, to help them really connect with their higher self in an easier way, to bring more of their gifts and their higher self into this physical lifetime so that they can reach their potential and make these shifts and changes more easily.
Hmm. Wow. Wow. So part of your work is the art, and then part is it consulting, or how is it that you're offering your support to people?
Well, I speak. I do workshops. I've traveled throughout the U.S. and also Asia, teaching workshops bringing people in to experience this energy. But they really, they can also do it on their own. So I've put 13 of the images into the book, Messages of Universal Wisdom, and that takes people on a journey of how they were created and the stories behind them and the energies within them and how they can benefit from working with those energies. And the intention was that the book itself was a healing tool. And so as they work with the images in the book, that in itself can help to shift and change where you are and how you look at the world and help you to bring in that, activate more of your own inner self and divine blueprint. And then there's also, after that, we created a card deck, which has 36 cards in it, plus some instructions. And those two, if you work with them on a daily basis, are helping you to raise your vibration, raise your consciousness, get more in touch with your own gifts, and to bring that out into your life experience.
I'm the proud owner of a deck of these cards, and I know others out there are going to want to be doing that. Can you help share a little bit about some of the different things that we can do with this special set of 36 cards?
Yes. In fact, before you contacted me today, I picked three cards so that we could demonstrate this. I picked one for myself, and the one that came out for myself was transformation. And the key phrase for that one is, transformation offers you a pathway of expansion into peace, beauty, joy, and abundance. And then, Ken, I picked one for you. And the one I picked for you is insight, with the key message being deepening insight supports the next steps of your life journey. And then with this other choice, I picked a card for the all of the listeners. And so this is the one that I'd actually like to go into in a little more detail.
Mm-hmm.
This one is wisdom. The image is called Wisdom of Solomon. And its key gift, the essence of that image, is wisdom. So within the card deck, there are two cards which have wisdom on. One is a larger picture with the keyword wisdom, and the other one is a smaller picture, and it has the writing on. So what I discovered, because I was guided to do this early on in the creation of the card deck, but it was just before it went to the printers that I suddenly understood why there were two cards. And the larger picture card is really nourishing the feminine side of our being. So I recommend that people, if they're using this card, hold it in their left hand. And then the other card, which has the words on it, is really nourishing the masculine side of our being. And we each have a feminine and masculine side, so that the feminine side is more the intuitive, the creative side, and the masculine side is our logic and our scientific understanding. And so the more that we can work from both points of view, the easier our way is through the world. So at this time, I'm holding the picture card in my left hand and the words in the right hand. And my intention is that as I read this card to the audience, that the energy, the essence, the possibility of transformation is transferred to them through my voice, so that this is an invitation to them to respond to the words that they will receive. And it says wisdom, and it's the card speaking to them, the image speaking to them. I hold vibrations of the golden light of wisdom. My purpose is to ignite codes which you already carry deep within your DNA. I invite you to expand your consciousness, activate deeper levels of your inner self, and access your innate and abundant wisdom. Higher states of consciousness connect you to powerful and inspiring wisdom. Use this wisdom as a platform for positive change within your own life. as your consciousness continually expands, have confidence to share your wisdom with the world. Allow yourself to be empowered by wisdom.
Hmm.
And so that message just goes out to every person who is listening right now.
Wow. That's great. Now, I haven't had a chance to look in depth. Of the 36 cards, are there like 18 large picture cards and 18 with writing?
Yes, absolutely. So if you were to be using them to support yourself on a daily basis, the easiest way is just to pick a card and then find the one that matches it and then work with them as a pair to uplift and inspire your energy for the day.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So they could be, I guess, if I'm thinking out loud here with you, split into two decks of 18.
Mm-hmm.
And then could pick one somehow, draw one randomly, whatever.
Yep.
Throw them up in the air, put peanut butter on them, and stick them to the roof of the dog's mouth. No, that's not good.
And occasionally, of course, they will jump out of the pack at you.
Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful when that happens.
Yes.
Yeah, this is good. So that that really gives some guidance as to ways to use some of this. And then each of these is an image that came to you as part of your meditation, or how did these all come together?
Well, I usually describe it that the information, so all of the designs are most definitely guided from the higher dimensions. And they come through as instructions. So I don't visually see the painting, either in meditation or in my waking time, but it is little snippets of instructions that come through. Often when I'm journaling, I find that I suddenly am writing down the instructions for the next painting. But it can be also, you know, when I'm doing other things, like I might be washing dishes or ironing, and suddenly a piece of the puzzle is presented to me. So I keep a list of all these instructions and then put them together to create the image. So it's kind of unusual way, I think, and they certainly don't come all in one finished piece. And sometimes the information comes over several months. And then when I know it's time to paint, I sit down, I've sort of worked through all of the instructions, and then sometimes, like, there are major shifts and changes at that point, and, you know, I just go with whatever is then right in that moment.
Oh, wow. Wow, this is great. I love it. So it's just an organic item that evolves through instruction, and then leads to the creation, and that's how came up with the 18 pictures, and then the matching 18 sets of writing that help take that vibration of the picture and help us focus our minds better.
Yes, and your heart too.
Ah, the heart too.
Yes.
Now, when you say, when working with this, you hold the picture, the larger picture card in the left hand.
Yes.
And the one with the writing in the right hand.
Yes. So that the right brain and the left side of the body are regarded as the feminine side of our being, and the left brain side of the brain and the right side of the body as the masculine side. And so by holding that picture in the left hand, it's easier for that to connect with the feminine side of our energy being.
Hmm. Okay. And as I look at the deck, of course, there's one side of each card that is the various different pictures, and then the backside is quite intriguing. I'm not sure if it's one of the pictures. It looks like half, or about half of one of the drawings.
Mm-hmm. It's actually an amalgamation of several of them.
Ah.
So that the main piece that's brightly colored with the rainbow colors comes from image number 7, which is Crystal Visions. But the blue background actually comes from Healing the Waters of the Earth, which is number 1. And so for the back of the card, it was a combination. And then the geometry that's embedded within the background is what I was guided to call the unity symbol. And that is repeated through many of the images. So it's connected with the flower of life, but it's a sort of... It's a slightly different geometry connected to the flower of life and very, very prominent in the image keys to bring about unity, balance of masculine and feminine energies, and unity on all levels.
And I'm just kind of curious, I wasn't sure when from some of my studies we would talk about an energy flowing into us through our left side and out through the right side.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it matters or not, or if it's kind of a personal thing. If someone selected a particular large image card, would there be a difference whether they put the image towards their palm or just the back of the card towards their palm?
When I hold the image in my left hand, well, I haven't really thought about this in words before, but the way that I do it is I hold it so that the back of the card is facing the palm of my hand,
mm-hmm.
so that as I hold it towards me, I'm looking at the image.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would then move it so that I hold that card onto my heart, or to the area of my heart chakra, and so my palm is still on the back of the card, and the image is then held over the heart chakra.
Ah.
And I breathe in the energies.
Mm, okay. Well, there you go. And so that gives multiple ways to vibrationally connect to these.
Yes. And it has been very amazing at how many people can feel the energy in the cards, even when they just have one in each hand, and they really focus on what they're feeling inside. Many, many people can feel a tingling or a wave of energy passing through them, or they feel something. They're conscious that there's something there.
Mm.
So that's been very exciting.
Okay. And as I'm getting acquainted with these, I know a theme that's important to you is the importance of awakening our inner knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And don't know how these would tie in with that.
Well, I feel that they help us to awaken more of what I've come to call our divine blueprint.
Mm.
I feel that we are so much more than we've been led to believe. And recently read The 12 Layers of DNA by Lee Carroll, where he who channels Kryon. And Kryon describes that we actually have 12 layers to our DNA rather than the 2 that scientists have so far been able to describe. And that these other layers of DNA really contribute to our consciousness. So as we raise our vibration, as we awaken more of that consciousness, then we automatically increase that ability to know when something is truth, to know what that feels like. And I think we just access all of, or begin to access, such deeper layers of everything as we awaken.